get rid of the rotten potatoes.
Kaizer Chiefs is looking for a leadership.
Any player that has spent more than 3 seasons, they must be removed from that team. And
that team is broken. Our team is broken.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show. Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. With the 2020-2021 Premiership season set to kick off in less than a month, the next few weeks could make or break Kaizer Chiefs campaign. Not only are they patiently awaiting the verdict of their FIFA transfer ban appeal, but new coach Gavin Hunt is now at Naturena as players return to training and has a short period of time to get all of his ducks in a row when it comes to his technical staff and overall coaching philosophy. We asked the supporters what changes should Hunt make to the Chiefs team ahead of the new season. You all sent your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. When it comes to FIFA, one can never be sure how quickly they'll address any elephants in the room. They waited a year and a half to issue the transfer ban to Chiefs for their August 2018 signing of Dax from Fossa Juniors. Amakosi will be hoping that they address their appeal of the ban much faster, in fact, in time for the November 17th date when the current window closes. If the football gods smile upon Naturena, their ban will be lifted in time for Hunt to make some new signings. And of course, they have been linked to some fairly big names, including some former Bidvest Wits boys. So, if that's the case, what signings should he make? Here's what you all had to say.
I think Gavin maybe can add at least 3 to 4 players, 2 defenders and 2 midfielders. Players like Sifiso Tlanti there at left back, and then 2 midfielders like Tabono Dada and Tawan Munari. So if we can get those players, then I think we'll be fine. But on the striking department, I think we are fine.
The coach must also listen to the players' opinions.
I think he needs to change the attitude of the players and then get rid of the rotten potatoes and build the team from start, because of we have young blood, but we don't use them in the team. But if he can mix the experience with the young blood, I think he can get it right. But I believe in him.
Hello. I think Gavin, first thing which he must do, he must rotate our keepers. Our keeper department is good, so they better try to rotate them so that all keepers can have confidence. And then I really wish if he can play more of the youngsters, especially Ngo and Mashia, so at least things maybe will change for the bad.
I think what government must do before next season is to add at least defenders. At least they can add 1 defender, centre-back plus 1 left-back, and then he add 2 midfielders. Then I think on the striking department, we are fine. We just need to add at least 2 defenders, left-back and centre-back, and then we add 2 midfielders. Then we will be on fire. Amakosi for life.
I think the only change that Gavin Hunt have to make is just to get some new faces, but the quality player. He might just add up from the one that we've got. The problem is the one we've got, that some of them are just tired. Some of them I need some players who can boost them. So Gavin Hunt just need to get some new players who can make him win the league and the title. So far, that's all that he can change.
Hi, Fevin, the right man, we can check him now. I think Gavin Hunt definitely ends and go. Kuzama balances a team, seen too much senior players, and then asking a home 7 was a good Chiefs, but actually just a gamma goose. Ukunike chance I players ezincinci, then azame ukudibanisa squad sakhe. If Chiefs ikwazile ufumana players from kwileban, then dibanise nezo players plus ne players esinazo, but some of neke Chiefs isichithile because akusekho umsebenzi wazo.
In my opinion, Kaizer Chiefs is lacking for a leadership. If for Wuhan, if you want to Kaizer Chiefs, you want to make sure you have leaders as a setback. What's the setback like it? Opinion, you have players, Kaizer Chiefs, if you want to is release. You have players, if you want to answer city, like, see us, but it's back up into the case, because it's also release players, go, because you have the cases of speak up. But after, see us, by the case, in terms, you win it. You have players, if you want to kill Kaizer Chiefs, it means. And the Kaizer Chiefs, you want to make a Wuhan, a book, as asibhale zonke iiplayers zifunayo azozidinga arelease iplayer angazozidinga. If wenze kanjalo uHunt angasasinda kuKaizer Chiefs.
Good day. The coach should really try to get us more good quality players and players who are eager and willing to commit and to concentrate on bringing the trophies home, and to field players who are eager to show motivation, those who show the commitment and who really play with their whole heart and soul. We are so hungry to win the league and be champions. So please, let's just try and make better changes to the team. Thank you.
Good afternoon, y'all. What changes should Gavin Hunt do or bring before the start of the new season? Firstly, I believe and I wish that we can win this FIFA ban. Thereafter, the coach will have a better vision, a clear picture on what to do and how to bring about changes and stability to the team. Thirdly, get rid of the deadwood. Get rid of players that does not deserve to be there. Players that are there merely to collect a salary, that does not respect the bench, the supporters, as well as the fam, as well as men. Fourthly, give the coach the freedom to run the team the way he wants to, without management's interference. That way, we'll have a successful team. Believe me. Thank you. Love and peace. Amakhosi
Amahle. Good day. According to me, now that Kaizer Chiefs has got a hold of Gavin Hunt, it will be better for us to freshen up the aging squad. I think the guys that were promoted last year, they can be used more. And we can also strengthen the side by acquiring, three or four quality players. The squad that we currently have is not that bad. If they can come as second best, surely the number one position can be ours with just acquisition of three or four better players and the promoted youngsters from our MDC side. Okay, we're doing very, very well. I thank you.
Hello, Ngusipho Mondlalo okhulumayo. Into engiyibonayo mina kwi-team yethu iKaizer Chiefs, uGavin Hunt into engiyibonayo umele ayishintshe laphana. Ngibona ukuthi aqala ngemuva kuqala, asuse ukhune, asuse uMatoho uthanda ukukhathala, aphinde asuse noPhaka naye futhi ukhathele, yabona. And then emveni kwaloko eze no assistant coach wakhe. Into engiyibonayo mina leyo, ngiyabona oPhaka noMatoho nokatsana ngamakhehla la. So into engiyibonayo kumele uGavin Hunt ayishintshe and bamvumele ukuthi enze into ayithandayo, bangamlawuli uBobby. Naye uBobby lo ngifuna naye ahlehle ebuyele emuva naye. Ngiyabonga.
For me, I think Gavin should get rid of the old senior players in that Kaizer Chiefs team and start using the old and new players so that he can create a new history for Chiefs. I mean, most of the Chiefs players, the senior players, they've been there for more than 5 years. So they haven't achieved anything for 3-4 seasons. So it's high time now when we see new faces at Chiefs so that we start afresh. We can't continue with the failures. I believe those players now have overstayed at Chiefs. So any player that has spent more than 3 seasons at Chiefs, it's high time that they must be removed from that team and they must get the new guys.
The only changes that I think Gavin Hunt can do before the next season started is Gavin Hunt must get the new players. He must change his defender. He must fix the defenders. And Gavin Hunt must, Kaizer Chiefs must just give Gavin Hunt a time that he can do whatever that he need to do. He can fix that. That team is broken. Our team is broken. He need somebody that he can just make it, because now we are waiting. They must just give whatever that Gavin Hunt needs. If he need to buy players, they must give him that chance of he can buy players. Everything in that team of mine, he need to be fixed, because my team is broken. And then Gavin Hunt, he can just lead the Kaizer Chiefs. Thank you. Bye.
It depends entirely on our appeal, because I really think at this stage that there isn't much that I can say in terms of the playing personnel. But what I'd like to for him to do is to take this to instill a winning mentality into the players, and also to try and use more attacking play instead of the football that we saw last season. Yes, we were number one, but when he plans, I think what he just needs to do, he needs to plan. He needs to have a plan A, plan B, and plan C, so that in the game, if it doesn't work out, then he always knows how to switch in. But I trust him. I really do trust the coach. I believe in him. So for now, I think everything is all good. Maybe the technical team. Let's see who he brings in his technical team, and we'll take it from there.
Only thing he can do to change the situation at Naturena is to promote and use the young players from our developments and the one we have in the squad. Or else he can only use what we have, because the players we have, they are players. They just need that motivation. If they can put their minds in the game and play for a badge, everything can work better for us. Let's forget about past season. Let's focus on the new season. Let's do a clean plate now and use the youngsters mostly. The youngsters, they can do better. Give them a chance. I know Coach Gavin Hunt will use the youngsters. If we win a case, we can get more players. Then we can, because now we are going to play in Africa. We need squad. In every department, goalkeeper, defenders, midfielders, strikers, we need to have enough players so that we can win the games. We need star as well. We are tired of being laughed by other two teams because they've got stars. We don't have star. No. We need a star. And then besides star, we need to go back to our roots. Our roots is to win games. Our roots is to win cups. Course for life. We are very happy to have Coach Gavin Hunt in our squad. Up Amakosi, up.
The Fan Reaction Show is an SL Podcast Network production. The SL Podcast Network forms part of Sokola Duma and is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho, it is edited by Simon Strella, and the graphics are provided by Nino Sagaleni. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all of the latest local football news, and make sure to subscribe to the SL Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and our editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.